Rag Ride, the annual bicycling ride across the state, made its way to Des Moines yesterday. There's 4 days left before reaching the final destination of Fort Madison. Among the cyclists this year are three NPR reporters, Don Gagne, Scott Horsley, and Brian Naylor. I caught up with the trio at their campsite yesterday afternoon, just after they got off their bicycles. So you guys have been on the road now for quite a few days. How's it going?
It's been 3 days. Started in Council Bluffs, then to Perry, and now to Des Moines. And it's been as exhausting, I think, as we imagined it might be. But it's been fun, and it's beautiful country, and people have been nice, and our legs seem to be holding up. So
now, Scott Horsley, this was your idea. I remember running into you at an Obama event last fall, and you said, "Yeah, we want to do Rag Bri." And now here you are.
Well, that's one campaign promise that's been kept.
I guess, you know, there are so many times where you find yourself at different campaign events talking with Iowa voters, and there's not an opportunity to talk to anybody that's not at a rally. Do you feel like you're getting a better sense of Iowans?
To some extent, although, you know, what's one thing that's neat, there is very much an Iowa vibe to this event, but also it's a great cross-section. I mean, of the thousands of riders, a lot of them are from Iowa, but a lot of them are from all over. And, you know, they all have these jerseys on from every state in the union and foreign countries. And I at first I'm tempted to go and ask them, oh, you know, I see somebody from my home state of Colorado or who's wearing a jersey with the Colorado's flag on it. It doesn't necessarily mean they're from Colorado. It just means they've done some crazy bike ride in Colorado. And, of course, the mother of all crazy bike rides is Rag Bri. So you guys attract all kinds of nuts here.
And Brian Naylor, this is where you're getting off. You're going home now. What's your experience been
well,
like?
Well, that was the plan. Brian still has the option.
That's right. I have the I could do the Horsley Gagne loop and continue on. It's been a great experience. You know, it is as Don said. I think it's as painful as I had anticipated, but you know, the people are so incredibly friendly. You know, these towns, they open their doors and their sidewalks to us all, and they're applauding us as we enter towns, and
we feel like athletes.
It really is kind of cool when they have this entry arch in the overnight town each night, or some kind of improvised finish line, and people giving you high fives. You're like, it's like you've accomplished something almost.
You know, you feel like you're in the Tour de France, finishing the stage up the Alps.
You feel like you've accomplished something by drinking beer and eating a lot of pie.
Yeah. Well, that's
pork.
Certainly.
And pork. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So is this going to shape your idea of what Iowa is when you come back and you're reporting here?
I think it can't help but do that. Anytime you spend, you know, a very intense period of time in a place and seeing it up close, and on a bike there's time to look around, and you just get, I think, more of a feel for the place.
Yeah, and I would just add to that, I mean, I think, you know, this kind of reinforces what we've already experienced in Iowa. I mean, people, it's a great place to come and do political reporting because people are open about their opinions and they're not afraid to talk and are thoughtful and, you know, and all of that's in evidence, you know, not only on caucus night, but also on a day-to-day basis here, you know, going into these towns and people are friendly, and it's a lot different than, you know, what we're used to experiencing in Washington.
There's also a really wonderful sort of can-do spirit that surrounds everything about Rag Bri. And, you know, in our little campground here, our actually pretty big campground, there's a team of, you know, I think mostly high school kids that are working this, and they go through and they work so hard to put all this together each day in a new town and then take it down to move on to the next town. I mean, everybody's really working hard, having fun, being flexible, you know, and whatever your political persuasion, the sort of can-do, help one another atmosphere here is something I think a lot of us would aspire to have for our for our political system generally.
And as you start the final slog here, from the first half, what are you expecting for the rest of this ride? What are you conditioning yourself for?
We've ridden 3 days, you know, in excess of 50 miles each day. On the second day, Scott went about 30 miles further than Brian and I did. I guess we can confess that here. But
he is the youngest, though.
He's got the youngest legs. He's got a few years on us. But the notion that there are four more days of that is still daunting. But the first day, at the end of the day, my rear end was dragging, and there were a couple of hills that I walked up. And I bumped into a guy I just met on this trip. He's from Washington, D.C. He's a political consultant, blah, blah, blah. But he said the weird thing is you get stronger every day. And I can tell you, we're now done with 3 days, and I feel much better than I felt after the first day. So we'll see what happens. Four more seems like a lot, but we'll take it 1 mile at a time, right?
That's Don Gagne, Scott Horsley, and Brian Naylor of NPR, who are biking across the state for RAGBRAI. You can follow them online at returntoiowa.tumblr.com.